Small wheels won't be permitted to roll on Salmon Arm sidewalks, at least not until 2027. The issue came down to public consultation and timing. Salmon Arm became part of the BC government electric scooter pilot project in 2025. It allows e-scooters on city roads, but not on highways or sidewalks. After considerable debate, on May 25th, the majority of council asked staff to bring back a report in conjunction with the city's 2027 budget. The report will outline options and costs for public consultation about small wheels on sidewalks. Councillors Debbie Cannon and Sylvia Lindgren instead favored having a short trial period with public consultation afterward, then more people would be familiar with the issue. City staff estimated hiring a consultant could cost about $30,000 if that option were chosen. Cannon and Lindgren were not in favor of the expense. "We're elected to make decisions," Cannon said. "We can call it due diligence, but I think it's overthinking it." The final motion passed, with just Lindgren opposed. It requested a staff report on options for public consultation, not necessarily via a consultant, during the 2027 budget process. If you're riding an e-bike or e-scooter, know the rules. While Salmon Arm Council has been discussing recently whether to allow small wheels on city sidewalks, Salmon Arm RCMP want you to know the rules of what police term micro-mobility. Micro-mobility includes e-scooters, e-bikes, electric dirt bikes, mopeds, and mini-motorcycles. For e-bikes, riders must be 14 years or older for light e-bikes, which go up to 25 kilometers an hour, and 16 or older for standard e-bikes, whose limit is 32 kilometers an hour. E-bikes may only be used where bicycles are permitted. E-scooters have a maximum speed of 25 kilometers an hour. They are only legal in communities in the provincial e-scooter pilot project, like Salmon Arm. E-scooters can only be operated in designated bike lanes or roads with speed limits of 50 kilometers an hour or less. They are not allowed on sidewalks unless signs say they are. Constable Andrew Hodges of the Salmon Arm RCMP emphasizes the importance of helmets.
Wearing a helmet is the first basic safety step you can make. In Salmon Arm RCMP, you know, we want to educate people first, but circumstances and repeat offenders may find themselves receiving a fine. Warnings only really work if it changes people's behavior. But at the end of the day, we want people to be safe. So if anyone's ever got any questions about any of these forms of micromobility, they're welcome to call the Salmon Arm RCMP at the detachment at 250-832-6044.
Send your news tips to news@voiceoftheshoeswap.ca.
The CKVS News was made possible with funding from the Local Journalism Initiative. David Simmons for CKVS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, reading for Martha Wickett.